For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zachary chimes in on YouTube about the Buccaneers' onside kicks. He calls them probably the best consecutive kicks he's ever seen. They missed the second try. Actually flipped over by that point to the other game, Chargers and Cardinals. But it is, it's funny on this new, these new rules, the onside kicks, we've seen several converted, I think, and maybe not as bad as we thought, but appreciate the comment there, Zach. Paul, the Sunflower Showdowns this week, we'll get much more into this game throughout the week here. We'll have Shreyas on tomorrow. We'll have Fitz on Thursday. I look, if KU plays that way offensively, I think they're dangerous, very dangerous, quite frankly. I don't know what's happened to them defensively, but I do think we could get a very entertaining Sunflower Showdown this weekend. And I don't think that K-State should, and fans, quite frankly, feel like this is a foregone conclusion. KU has looked much better offensively the last two times we've seen them play.
Well, I look at the University of Kansas, and you mentioned their defense, and quite frankly, the first half of the season, their defense was probably the best part of their...
At least the first few games, I agree.
Yeah, but the problem is that what I saw coming with the University of Kansas was, it seems like in every game, even from the very beginning, and I don't mean Lindenwood, I'm not talking about then, I'm talking about from there on, but it always seems like that the defense gave up one or two possessions that were long, took forever, held the ball forever, you know, that kind of couldn't get them out and get them off, get the offense onto the field and get the defense off. Could not do that. And that's what has worried me. I just looked it up. I wanted to see what the latest line was. 10.5 points. K-State giving 10.5. Man, that doesn't seem right, does it? 10.5 over under, by the way, is 55.5.
Over. You, what do you think about that 10.5 point line?
I don't know. I doesn't see it. I think I would take K-State at this point because I don't trust Kansas. I do not trust them. I got stuck too many times earlier in the year on our Friday football picks. I took Kansas too many times. I don't think they're the team we think they are. Now,
no, I don't either. It's hard not to take K-State. Look, there's no way I'm taking KU at K-State in our picks and or anything like that. But that doesn't also mean that this can't be a really dangerous game for K-State, because I think it can be.
It can, yes. No, it definitely can.
I think Jalen Daniels is finally beginning to look good again. And if you've got that in combination with the talented running backs, and we know they have talented receivers, it's really going to test the K-State defense. Like, this will be, to me, as good a test against that K-State defense as they faced. If the KU offense is clicking, you can, you know, right there with Colorado's offense, I think, and maybe even more versatile than Colorado's offense. Like, if you've got the best version of it, that's a real test. Now, KU also has to stop K-State.
Right.
And K-State's offense, I think, is the best in the Big 12.
Right.
And so that's where you get into it. Like, I'm not going to do it. But I do think that KU has at least given us hope that this will be an entertaining game. And who knows? And I'm very glad that KU is playing better football. Now I'm also scared, though, because I really want to see one of them end up in the college football playoff. Well, and K-State's obviously the team with that chance.
That's so it's the only one. Yeah.
Well, now what? Right? Like, now what do we, you know, it'll be a great, I know KU fans want to beat K-State so badly, but we all, you know, all the rest of us are like, I just kind of want K-State to get in. So it is a little worrisome if you're a K-State fan, but we'll talk about it. I don't think super worrisome, but I think certainly more than it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Hopefully KU finishes strong. Such a bummer. But it would certainly help if they finish the year strong. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And as Shreyas has told us before, Jalen Daniels does have a year of eligibility left. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, the rust, if it was all rust, the rust is, appears to be gone.
I sense a little bit of worry from you with regards.
I am a little worried, and I don't know why. But I am. Like, it's creeping in for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like an itch.
I sense that. Now, I guess the obvious question is at this point, who you got right now as the Big 12 representative in the big dance. I guess it's BYU, isn't it? I don't believe it's going to be Iowa State.
It's going to be hard for it not to be BYU.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too. It's going to be
they'll beat Iowa State. So it would be hard to imagine BYU's chance to lose that game against Oklahoma State. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap it up. We'll tell you what's on the network today when we return on Sports Day.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.